subscriber cannot receive messages at this time. To send a numeric page,
I ain't even in the mood, homie, get from around me. I got too much on my mind, I don't need no company. You can't hit me on my phone, but I probably let it rain. On the real, trying to chill, trying to do my own thing. Got me in my face, bitch, get the fuck out my mouth. I'm driving in life to these niggas, but they take the kind of for weeks. Mouth what you got for me, always had a look out for me. But they don't care about my daughter breathing condition. And they don't care how my baby mama be trippin'. I ain't your friend's dummy, I ain't your gas money. I ain't that nigga that's gon' let you take my last from it. That's why I stay to myself, the niggas do be buggin'. Soon as I walk on the scene, they like my shoes up. Hit the road, nigga, get out my range. People say that your people don't wanna know your last name. That further lets me know that you ain't feeling my pain. When I let the phone ring, the machine probably sang. I ain't even in the mood, homie, get from...
Welcome back, beautiful souls, to Vibrate Higher on this Frequency Sunday. I'm Queen Rich, joined by my co-host, Alyssa Renee. I'm going to get a word from you in just a moment. I'm going to go first here with how my day has been. It has been a great day, not only a great day, but a marvelous weekend. Once again, yesterday, spent so much time with my kids. We went skating and we went and tried out some new food at a new spot. We went to the lake, and I mean, it was just great. It carried over until today with me and my love. We spent the day together, actually, with the boys being gone. It was just really great, you know, really chill. How was your day today?
And so I wanted to see, you know, what food place did y'all try out? Like, what type of food did you try?
Oh, it was, we went and tried out some Korean corn dogs, girl. The kids wanted to try, me and baby wanted, so we just was like, you know, let's, why not just go out there? But it was really chill. Oh my gosh, like the vibe in this place, like, you know, I live in OKC, and I don't know, I was like, damn, I really, this is how I looked at the vibe and just seeing like how they had shit set up. I was like, damn, this would be a great place for a show. Like, we gonna get a studio, watch. We is gonna get a studio. But it was great. It was very great customer service and everything. The food, the corn dogs was good. I mean, no complaints at all. We even tried some smoothies out and, you know, just really vibed and chilled.
You know, family time is always needed and, you know, a joy nevertheless. And so before I complain, I just want to say hey to all you beautiful people. It kind of feels like we've been gone too long, but I'm definitely glad to be, you know, back tonight. But I fucking hate working Sundays. Like, I don't want to complain, and I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I feel like Sundays is the day that the homes let the people call, that I'm not going to call them whatever you would call them, mentally challenged, say that. They let them call, and I played the guessing game today. Like, guess where I'm going this summer? I said, where are you going? Start with the. I said, what have Big K? So he told me where he was going, but the Big K he was talking about was kangaroos. And so every other thing was, he wanted me to say, guess what? And he was like, do you know? And I was like, no, I don't know. And every time I tried to end the call, he wanted to tell me something else exciting. And I'm just like, somebody need to control this shit. And I ain't, again, I ain't trying to be rude, but I don't get paid to do that. And so that's just half of the bullshit. I don't like that.
Yeah, I understand. I'm saying where you're coming from, because don't call my line playing on my phone. I mean, I'm not even playing with your situation, but old people. Girl, I don't work Sundays, and I'm glad I don't. But that's, I feel like that would be the days all the old people call, you know, and want to order stuff and don't have all their information, can't remember their damn zip code. That shit is so annoying, bro. Like, I do understand.
And they so controlling.
Yes, you can't just be like, well, no, nah, I'm not going to do this one. I'm not going to take this call, or I don't want to deal with it. You can't do that. Like, you have to really sit on that phone and work them off the phone with you. Like, for real, that shit is annoying. So I get it.
So, yeah, after 45 minutes to an hour playing that, I was just like, you know what? And he didn't even buy nothing. That's what really irritated me. So, you know, just know after this podcast, I'm going to go wash my ass and just go to bed. Like, working from home, you know, dinner was served before we went live, and I already rolled up, so I'm a smoke now, and I just want a body, I really do, but I will be so glad when some of these motherfuckers go underground or wherever motherfuckers go to disappear. I don't want to say die, but I'm just sick of lazy people. Like, why does the world have to be so lazy? Yeah, it's not me, but I feel like we as people, useful people, you know what I'm saying? And non-lazy people don't deserve that type of drainage. Just like you said, old people. And I'm not trying to be rude because I know I'm going to get old one day, but it's just like, damn, some of y'all don't want to do nothing for yourself. You don't want to look at nothing. You don't want to look for nothing. And yeah. I'm just fucking tired of it. But, you know, that's just work, you know. It ain't nothing going on in my personal life. It's just work, you know, a little vent session. But outside of that, you know, life has been life, and I'm not mad at it. Everything has been going great, so I don't want to complain too much because, again, like, even when shit ain't good, shit is really good. So, but again, I'm just ready to work for myself.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that. Get on with that of that work mode because here we is. We back with another hot show. I have the topic today. Now, this is about music influence, you know, and the main thing, you know, that's having my ass checked is the drug influence in the music nowadays. It is irking my fucking nerves. Not to say that it hasn't always been there, like, you know, 80s was crack or whatever, you know, and I feel like back then it wasn't even the motherfuckers like, they're not rapping about smoking crack. They're rapping about selling it. And regardless of how it hurts the community or whatnot, or what the influence or what's said on the record or whatnot, it was dope dealers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to put it out there. I've been convicted, you know, for selling weed or whatever the fuck. I done did my time, paid my dues, whatever the fuck. And I think about that because at that time, the music that I was listening to, man, I was straight. I was on Boosie. I'm talking about Boosie will have your ass waking up ready to hustle. I'm talking about like it's a motherfucking sport. Get to the money. And that's the type of shit I was listening to. And when he put out his album, Incarcerated or something like that, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but he was talking about, you know, him doing his time and all that. And I'm thinking now, and I'm seeing it now, looking back, that me rapping this music, listening to this music every day, I actually went through the same type of situation that I was rapping about. Like, really just really thinking I'm living this life as a drug dealer, regardless if it's just, you know, weed or whatever. But I'm really thinking I'm living this life and doing this shit. I ain't even really getting no money. You know, like, no fucking, you know, what is a paycheck? What is that called? Goddamn, money, you know, that consistent.
What, salary? Payroll? Okay.
Yeah, well, consistent money. You know what I'm saying? You know, guaranteed money. You know that check coming. You go to work, you know that check coming. When you hustling, you don't know what you're going to make in a day. You might make less than what you made the day before or whatever the fuck, you know? But I just got to thinking about it. Like, I really went through that. And now when I look at the music that I listen to now, more of R&B, I float on love, you know what I'm saying? That's just exactly what my life is resonating at this time. I have a problem with today's music, you know, because, you know, it is on the radio. Why every time you hear something, motherfuckers talk about popping perks? Popping perks. Perk 10, I did popping perks. What? Do you know how many people's lives have, you know, just been gone, ruined, you know, behind these drugs? And it's like these motherfuckers are getting rehab. When motherfuckers was doing crack and shit, they locking up crackheads and dope dealers for life sometimes, 15, 25, 35, you know what I'm saying? And they look at these opioid addicts as if, you know, it's a difference in the addiction, which addiction is addiction, regardless of what the fuck you on. I don't understand how, you know, where are these fake perks coming from that are laced with fentanyl and stuff like this? Is a big epidemic right now, and it's really bothering me because I was in a car with my son, my oldest son, and I think NLE Choppa came on, and we spoke about him before. You know, we played some of his music, and we talked about him becoming an herbalist and how he's, you know, kind of switched up his whole shit, his act, you know, because that's what it is. They're entertainers or whatever. My son tells me, he's like, ever since he did that, his music is trash. Girl almost pulled the car over. But I couldn't, you know, because how can I? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You get it. Mm-hmm. How can I? Because the music that he listens to, I'm not regularly, you know, just on to him, don't listen to that. Like, he's 14. You know what I'm saying? And these kids have, you know, free choice of, you know, certain shit and, you know, whatever they like, what they like. But at the same time, it's like, well, damn, really? Because he's not rapping about perks and fucking hoes and, you know, he might rap about fucking, but whatever the fuck. But you know what I mean? He's saying his music is different. Him saying his music is different now, that just like, so that y'all like that. Y'all like to hear motherfuckers talk about perks and overdosing and shit like that. I just want to shout out to people who have those loved ones that have passed away from this epidemic. Hey, y'all watch that shit with the other kids that you do have, family, friends, whatever. Like, watch that shit for real because it's becoming a real motherfucking ridiculous ass epidemic. And I can't. And I know now why I don't listen to, you know, the latest artists and shit. It's bullshit. I don't like the influence. I really have a problem with that. And really, this like discussion is a rant because if we are allowing our children to listen to, because you really can't do nothing about it. It's everywhere. TikTok, you know, these little small reels and videos and shit, like, these kids are going to watch, they're going to see, they're going to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to raise my kids as, like, Amish people, you know, that's ridiculous. But, like, something's got to be done. How do you feel? Like, do you notice that? Like, you know, at first, you know, I'm going to go with NWA, they was crack sellers, crack dealers, crack this, you know, back then, the 90s. I really don't really know if anybody was singing, you know, rapping and shit about drugs like that. I really, because the 90s music, I feel like, is where it's at for me. That was an era with, you know, love and them expressing their thought of so-called black unity and shit. Like, it was like a lot of shit like that. But afterwards and now, listening and hearing, I'm 30 years old, 30 plus, and I'm not feeling that shit. So how do you feel? Do you notice that, you know, the lyrics and what's out here, or do you even hear it or listen to even, you know, take notice in it?
And so, yeah, I do notice it. And before I go deeper into my opinion, I want to back up a little bit and go back up into the fake perks and shit like that, the fentanyl and all that. And, you know, yeah, it does fucking suck when you lose a loved one to some shit like that. And, you know, and where we from, the youngest person was like, what, 11? They found him dead on the side of an apartment. And,
oh,
you know, a lot of people, they hate the drug dealer. But I'm kind of like 50-50 with it. And I'm not saying that it's okay to sell this shit because, you know, the drug dealer don't always know what they buying. Perks is some hard shit to get your hands on, and I know for a fucking fact. Like, I know this shit. Like, they hard to get your hands on. So if it's cheaper to bust it down and form it up and make it into this and sell it and get it off to people that don't really know that, hey, this shit really ain't the real thing, you know, they got to make their money. But I feel like that in between person shouldn't be held accountable because, you know, they go on these hate rants. And, you know, I can't blame anybody because I don't know what no one is going through, and I don't know what helps one cope. So I can't say, hey, you can't do these drugs, just like I can't say, hey, you can't feel these drugs. But I do feel like that shit needs to come to an end. Like, we are losing people, and they know what they're doing. Like, and I'm not even saying, like, it's just somebody just sitting around doing it. just like the crack was distributed to right. the black community, y'all pushing this shit out.
Fact.
All the drugs that y'all
Fact.
Make are pushed out. So not blaming the drug dealers. The drug dealers are the pharmaceutical-ass motherfuckers, the doctors and the nurses. But in my opinion, on music, like I feel like all music has a purpose just for the simple fact that music is art, you know, and the way that one chooses to express, you know, themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not care for this new age shit or the mumble rappers. But people from where those same people are from get it and fuck with it, I guess, if that makes sense. But compare
yeah.
music that was played on the radio or that was made before our time growing up, you know what I'm saying, to now is very different. You had motherfuckers boycotting shit because there was no category for rap or, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? They were standing up for themselves
yeah.
because I'm not sucking no dick or I'm not giving you no ass to get no record deal. Nowadays, people
right.
just doing that. That's why you got this bullshit-ass music because once you bend over, like, shit, you just letting them make whatever, you know what I'm saying? They giving you something for you to
yeah.
give them something. And nowadays, like, you can still bleep out partial words in even the most innocent mind. You know, the innocent mind can recite it. Then
yeah.
they were pushing sex, money, and drugs. And now, like I'm saying, like, back then they were not pushing that shit like that. And now that they are, like, it's even in the cartoons, like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've seen these cartoons, like Teen Titans, they do the booty dance. And even in some of the lyrics that they say,
uh-huh.
it's just so, yeah, they like one got ass implants in the ass was so big. It was just fucking
what?
Clapping while it was walking. This is on Scientific
oh
Craig. So I'm just like, they putting the shit in cartoons now. And like even the music, it was talking about the butt, how the butt big and shit like that. And so I feel like, all in all, you know, the industry, it does what it was created to do. Why promote love, unity, and integrity when killing niggas or my pussy so fat and wet he want to taste it from the back sounds better than I'd rather be with you in love
yeah.
and happiness? This
yeah.
generation, like, it's like a generation of zombies and motherfuckers that let their hormones talk for them. Like, that shit sounds better than the best classic that you and I both know. And I know
yeah.
I say we must watch our intake in what we partake in, but this is also one of those things, like that music. And like you said, with the Boosie thing, at home listening to Mozzie or Mo3, the slightest trigger, I'm going to be ready for action because I ain't changed.
Yeah.
I just found that balance. And so, and those are two of my top five rappers. So, I mean, in no disrespect. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I do fuck with them. But if I'm listening to them all day and you fuck with me, like we in the store and you on some bullshit, bitch, we gonna be on some
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, like, I just feel like now I honestly listen to the same set of songs because I don't got time for them spirits that carry.
Yeah.
Like, Rod Wave, I feel like he's very talented, but he carries a depressed soul. And I don't want to cry or live in the past every time I hear a song.
Yeah.
I don't care
yeah.
how many times, like, I hear something, I always get a new feeling and catch a different frequency. And I know music is
right.
good for the soul. And people use music as a form of communication, but at the same time, again, we must be
yep.
careful of what we listen to what you feed will most likely, you know, be the outcome of what you will become. And, you know, listening to negative shit from people or music, you'll be negative Nancy or a motherfucker that has negative because you have no balance of positivity. And, you know,
right.
just going into this spiritual realm, you have to realize that our ears are, our eyes are our ears for this journey. You know, it can be dark, then the darkest night, and them eyes, meaning your ears, they're going to help you walk that journey. So, again, that's why we must protect what the fuck is going on, because all that shit is going right to your fucking brain, and it's causing you to be the person, it's really what they call that shit, that mirror reflection of who you are. And again, that's just my opinion, you know. And for you, you know, for
yeah.
those of you that make music, continue to be unique and ride your own wave. And
yeah.
I mean, shit, we would love to have you as a guest or put your music in rotation on one of the Frequency Sundays. But again, sometimes y'all gotta chill it with this shit. All that drug and shit, like, that shit is not
yeah.
cool. Like, you got to realize
yeah.
there are people up under us that are coming up, and, again, they think that shit is cool. Even kids notice when the music changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm glad you said that because, yeah, for real. Like, I be wanting to promote that for the Sunday shows. Like, hey, if you got some music, we got the platform, let me play it. You know, have you on the show, call in, you know what I mean? Explain to us what led to you making this song type shit. But I'm so terrified that a motherfucker's going to get on here. Go sit in some bullshit like that. Like, no, I need some positive shit, something that's going to uplift me. And I'm glad you spoke on the how, you know, you said you was at, if you at home listening to Mo 3 or your jams or whatever, it's, you're going to get right to it. That's what it puts you in. Like, that shit is, that the music is chance. Like, no lie. Tell the club up. Tell the club up. Tell the, you hear that in the club, what you going to do? You going to tell the club up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, shit got the, shit got
Queen
the
Rich,
different way.
What happens in the club when they play B.I. or Fuck Everybody?
Girl.
Come on.
Come on. You can't tell me. And then, you know, the liquor, the alcohol enhances that. That's them demons. Yeah, they want to tear the club up. They lit.
Yeah.
But they say
you
they
see
lit.
Bitches ripping the flow up out the club.
You hear me? Ripping their knees on the flow in all of that. Sex, you know what I mean? Like, it just, yeah, cool, go to the club, cool, whatever, chill, vibe, whatever. But I want to go to a club, which I don't want to even just put it out there like that, but I want to go to a club where the music that I, you know, that's not really played in a club, like, you know what I mean? This type of music we play here, shit, we vibrating higher, a vibrate higher club type shit. That's the type of shit I want to go to. 90s R&B all day, 90s hip-hop, that type of shit, that vibe. You know, some nights, yeah, we're going to twerk and get down there through it. But, you know, I don't know. All that, you know, fight music, that drill music and shit like that, that I can't do it no more. It's just
girl,
it don't
hit
me no
music.
More.
And I have to fight with my kid every day behind that shit. She be trying to tell me about some D.D. Osama and some throw, and I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear it.
Right. I'm right there with you. I am. But like I said, though, like, I just wanted to rant on that because I'm really tired of it. They need to do something about it. Somebody, we got to get these artists out here. I don't know. Even if, you know, because you know what the who's behind the music industry and the narrative that they're going to put out. And that's why a lot of that music is underground. You know, the type of music that we do want to hear is underground and, or sometimes hard to find. You got to really search, dig for it. Sometimes, you know, download different apps. I don't know. But girl, I just want shit to be different. That's it. We need to all vibrate higher. We need to all get on a frequency, including, I mean, it ain't even got to be the artist. So just stop playing their fucking music. Like, stop listening to this shit. Fuck that. Just simple as that. They already lost enough. They have a future, and I feel like the music, you know, influences that, and we got to get them listening to the right shit, seeing the right shit, all of that. But anywho, we're going to go ahead and get into our first song, well, my first song of the night, because this is Frequency Sunday. We play a hot-ass music list for those that are new, those that are returning. Let's get ready. I got India Ari, Steady Love. This is my shit.
Giving me love, so steady,
Now, I'm not sure if we played this on last season or if, you know, we played on a episode at the beginning of this season or not. I don't know, but I love that song so much. Like, regardless of, you know, her speaking of a man and a woman's love, like, I love love regardless of the sex. Steady love that she's speaking of in this song here, like, man, that's got to be something. Like, I don't know, that song brightens my fucking day.
And you know what? With India Irie, I just think she is a beautiful person. Like, she is the reason I feel confident in shaving my head off. Like, I know now, like, I am my hair, you know, I didn't know that then, but not in a form of standard of beauty, you know, but on some nine ether shit, so I wouldn't do it again. But I love to hear her play her instruments and sing. Like, you know, I know we spoke on mermaids, and she's one of those people, you know, like, in an ocean of fish, she chooses to be a mermaid. Her voice matches, you know, the description. But the words, they mean so fucking much, like, to a person that has not even yet experienced love, because they offer what you would want, like, steady love.
Yeah.
Not this shit motherfuckers want to pull these days, not this new age shit. And I don't know, you know, when hate became cool or when people felt like one person was not needed to balance out the other. Like, we all need somebody, and I may be single, but even I know I need love. I just ain't in a rush, but I'm not against it. And that is, like you said, it's a beautiful thing to have that. So I like that.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn when we played it. It's still jam.
Yeah.
And so with this next one, I feel like, you know, love has been in the air. Well, I guess it's always been in the air, but my surroundings are starting to feel more now than ever. So I guess I'm just in a loving mood. And the fact that I love everything and everybody, you know, it just helps me get through the day. And for that, I think, you know, it's hard for me to find love and stay in it. But I used to work on music before I started dancing serious, and I ain't been into music in a while. But I met this artist out of Lawton, and before I felt words mattered, even as an author, you know, knowing it's a voice for, you know, for myself, I posted, I think I said some shit like, you know, words don't impress me, and something else, something on the lines of that, and two people commented on the post, and one of them said, you know, and it fucked me up because it stuck with me, and I know I said this shit maybe a million times, but that older man, he was just like, man, maybe you never heard the right words, and he left this long, beautiful paragraph or whatever. And I laughed at it at the time because it was just like, you know, I didn't give a fuck. And another person said, you never heard my words. And if I had a chance, you know, to express my words, you know, this is what I would say to people. You know, he was just wanting people to know that he was an artist. And so he sent me this song, and I don't know if he's ever played it, you know, out. But I want to play it and get your opinion on it. And this one is R. Moss, and it's called Kind of Love.
I'm not with all of that lovey-dovey. I'm so green, cutty buddies, L-O-V-E won't come out my lips. But when I ain't with you, girl, I'm missing you. All I think about's kissing you. You got me tripping, I hope I don't slip.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up.
Oh,
hold
up.
Hold up.
Got to be the one to make you laugh. Got to be the one to grab it. I'm not with all of that lovey-dovey. I'm cool being cruddy buddies. L-O-V-E won't come out my lips. But when I'm not with you, girl, I'm missing you. All I think about kissing you. You got me tripping, I hope I don't slip. And falling kind of love with you. The kind of love that you see turns from the enemies. Mine is sign on good energy. Like you was put down on this earth for me. I'm your slave and you my key. So I'm kinda scared to lock you down. These other hoes be square, you make my world go round. You get it? Candy girl, you got the golden ticket. If I get involved, I'll probably trick it. I'll fuck a touchdown, I'd rather kick it. Rather spoil you instead of spoiling the space on the back of a car and we missing. I'm not with all of that lovey-dovey. I'm cool being cloudy, buddy. L-O-V-E won't come out my lips. But when I'm not with you, girl, I'm missing you. All I think about kissing you. You got me tripping, I hope I don't slip. And falling kind of love with you. The kind of love that you turns from the enemy, mine is sign on good energy. I go by, don't fall, kind of in love with you. I be driving you crazy, you taking a long way. Please don't take me the wrong way. You be thinking you know what I'm thinking, ain't no way. You don't know what I'm gonna say. I got shit on my mind, every day is a long day. Don't hit stop, let the song play. I gotta get a bag, I'm adding up the map. I need sour cream and onion on my legs. Instead of moving better, take the slow pace. Run away in love on a treadmill. We get whole hands on it, roller skates. Ooh, 9 to 5, work me on earth. I'll be straight with you, no curve. You an angel that landed on earth. So I hit the brakes and go skirt off a trash bag. Ass nigga shit, but I'm trash bag. Ass nigga rich with a trash bag. Pull a blue bench, ain't no such thing as too many. Say you love me, love you to a penny. Love will get you cute and leave a witness. Broken hearts won't ever mend but fix it. They stay broke like dishes in the kitchen. All your friends gon' hate, make you resent me. Say I promise, leave your cup on empty. Pretty face and witty, big old booty. Can't delete these pictures that they send me. No, I can't delete these pictures that they send me. No, no, I can't delete these pictures that they send me. I'm not with all of that lovey-dovey. I'm cool being cruddy buddies. L-O-V-E won't come out my lips. But when I'm not with you, girl, I'm missing you. All I think about kissing you. You got me tripping, I hope I don't slip. And falling kind of love with you. The kind of love that you
shit. And again, that our Moss kind of love. And that motherfucker said, love will kill you and leave a witness. I don't know how I missed this shit 4 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago when he sent that, but I wanted to play something that wasn't, you know, mainstream or that everyone knew. So I had to dig back. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see, Queen Rich, how you feel about that one?
I loved that song. Come on in, Lowry. Nah, for real. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That is what the fuck I'm talking about. Man, that was a really great song. I mean, you know, everything he said, like, hey, everybody been through that, you know, they got their heart broke, been saying fuck love, and then come along somebody and you wind up falling back in love. Man, that song was the fucking shit. Like, no bullshit. Great pick. You're going to have to send that to me after the show today, tonight. Yes. Thank you. Just period. That was great. I like that, for real. simple as that. I loved it. I loved it. I don't want to, you know, we might run over, but oh well, shit. Tonight is the night. Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. This is my second song. This is deep in my heart right here. Play that shit.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Okay. Oh, pretty baby, don't
Don't Let Me Down. Man, it's something to put, you know, that faith in somebody, you know, the situation or a relationship that you're just now built. It's tough when you first get with somebody and, you know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know intentions and stuff like that. But once, you know, you do find that person, it could be a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, Lauryn Hill is my fave all time. You know me. I hope you got some new music. That was a great song before that. I can't get over it. Like, yes.
Well, no, I don't think I have nothing else new tonight, but Lauryn Hill, she is definitely an amazing person. Like, those over and unders was, like, hitting, like, that background just to, like, yes. She wasn't Gibson, but it reminded me of that jazz feel, like, you know, when a person would get scat on a beat.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I just love that shit. And so I like Lauryn Hill, and I consider her to be one of my favorites, especially when I'm doing some deep soul music. I know she's a reggae artist, but I like to consider her half neo-soul because she does really touch that soul. And so I did want to play this next song with Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo, Nothing Even Matters. And I just feel you know, in love, you experience the highs and the lows, but as long as it's with the person you love and the energy and love is reciprocated, none of that shit even matters. And I'm talking about, you know, those things designed to keep you apart and you keep forever going. And so,
yes.
Yeah, I want to get into this song, Nothing Even Matters.
Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters.
Apologize. I went ahead and cut that short because they was going to say you for another minute. And so, no disrespect. I should have faded that out a little bit more. But, I know that we've played this before, and I love every word, and it's definitely a vibe. But I want to know, what are your thoughts or your best memories when you hear that song?
What? Girl, I'll be sitting here all day telling you the best. I have a lot of great memories with the one that I love, especially with this song, because, you don't really begin to understand or understand music lyrics until I feel like you're actually in that, that state. But, man, singing along with the person that you love, I just, road trips. This is my playlist. I'm telling you, this is what I listen to. Kids be mad as hell. I don't give a damn. I'm not listening to that bullshit on no 2-hour drive. Now, when we driving or we go out of town as a family, whatever, and we play that song, girl, I'm D'Angelo. I'm D'Angelo, and baby is long hair, and we killed it every time.
Fucking right.
Honestly, real talk. So this next one I have here, Urban Mystic, In the Morning. Girl, I, when this song first came out, I was actually with my very first baby daddy. That's a long story. That's for another day. But he was also my boyfriend. But he would play this, all the time. I'm in high school. We are in high school, girl. He playing this music, we grown and shit, got our own, for laying up in his damn mama house. Come on, but Urban Mystic, See You in the Morning. That's what this song reminds me of, honestly. So, yes, now, when that song came out, that's the situation I was in. And you know, I used to didn't like the song no more because, you know, the situation was over with, trying to forget shit. But now that I listen to it, I'm just so grateful. As always, grateful as fuck because some people don't have that. Some choose not to have it. Some long to have it. You know what I mean? I literally do that every morning. I get to do that with baby hold her closer every morning. Like, if she ain't grabbing me, I'm grabbing her. And that's just what I fucking love.
You know, like, you already know, I love his voice. And when he came out, like, that's exactly what we needed at that time. And then he came back with something like this that still gives, you know, that new groove feeling. And I love this song because, you know, what started off as another rising after turned into something that was every day and each day after. And again, it's fucking beautiful.
Yes.
And so with this next song, I feel like he just has a way with words. And it took me a while to figure out that most of his songs have like a before and after continuation. Like on the first album, he had a track called Teach Me. And I feel like, well, he was taught and he learned well, and he came back and he wanted to be used. And when hearing this song, I can't help but feel like this is how a man would feel when a woman is so submissive that she leads him to be great while still knowing that, you know, he leads. And maybe I'm reaching, but I want you to hear this one. I don't know if you've heard it, but this one is Miguel, Use Me.
Seduce me till I should start to sleep. I'm overwhelmed by tasty thoughts of you. Daydream, my pride is waving a white flag. Save me, yeah, babe. Now I know I'm sober. Just so. Trust you, huh? Trust me while I take this off with the lights on, cause it turns me on. If we're nervous, just let me show you how to touch me. I could teach you this patience. As I place my tongue on your lips, you overwhelmed by everything. So far, yeah. But everyone I built on,
trust you, huh? Trust me while I take this off with the lights on, cause it turns me on. If we're nervous, just let me show you how to touch me. I could teach you, yeah. Blissful collision as our bodies tangle in a twine. Hide in your lip, baby, put me inside. It's a bad thought, and I'm on the tonal ricochet. Purging my mind out of power I own. Falling to forever, yeah. While I take this off with the lights on, cause it turns me on. If we're nervous, just let me show you how to touch me. I could teach you, yeah. Use me, use me. So when the light comes on, with the lights on, just let go. Very faint, I'm at a nervous time, at a nervous time. Trust me, while I take this off with the lights on, cause it turns me on. If we're nervous, just let me show you how to touch me. I could teach you, yeah. Use me. Use me. When you get in control with the lights on, if I could just let go, forgive me. It's the very first time that I know this. Can I trust you? Trust me while I take this off with the lights on, cause it turns me on. If we're nervous, just let me show you how to touch me. I could teach you, yeah.
And I don't know why it took me to hear it here. I listen to this song almost every other day, but I think I've already played it before. But I still want to get your thoughts and, you know, what you think of the song.
Well, of the song, I'm not too much of a pop fan, and I feel like he's more pop than anything. It's nothing wrong with it at all. He's a great artist. I just feel like I don't really vibe to his music because I can't hit his notes. He be killing them notes, and it's just, I can't catch it with him. You know how you sing along? Like, the only song I can get is that, you know, love you like it, whatever he said. You know what I'm talking about? What is the hottest, the goddamn first song I guess he came out with? Get a Cigarette.
My kid love that song. Sure Thing. You talking about Sure Thing?
Yeah. That's the only song I could sing along with him and get there with him. But nah, that was all right. You know, not too much of a fan, but it was okay. It was a good song. I really don't listen to Miguel like that. But good song. He's a great artist. I think that's the only problem I have with him. You know, I like to sing along. I'm a singer. I sing along, baby. And I really think I got a great voice, man. He be hitting them. He be killing them. So this is, next song is my last song, and this is Anthony Hamilton, Cool. So everybody talks about, was trying to call him broke and stuff, you know, like they, like, you know, as like perspective-wise, like that is like, you don't want, on this song, we ain't got to go to the movies. Like, that is quality fucking time to me. Everything he says in this fucking song is just, to me, it's, my perspective is, like, I would rather, you know, the shit, like being cool with what he said. I'm cool with all of that, baby. That's me. That's my type of shit. Now, this is Anthony Hamilton. Cool.
Groceries, pickup truck, touching and kissing, a barefoot, straw in our mouth, laughing and pissing. I know you from the city in love, Louis Vuitton, but you're stressed out. Come over here and let me calm your soul, let me rub on your back, paint on your toes, let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp, picking your nose.
Oh boy, you so nasty.
It's all I hear you scream, but you the answer to my question, the answer to my dreams. You all radio killer. We can call our white friends up and drink a Miller, genuine draft, then kick them all out of the house, take us a bath. You choose, all I need in this world is my OU, and I'm
worthy, girl.
Again, Anthony Hamilton, cool. Like I said, that's the chillest shit. Like, I'm so, you know, I've grown so much that, you know, that past lifestyle does not excite me. Like, going out, spending, you know, unnecessary money just to, what am I proving? You know, what do I need to prove? What am I trying to prove by doing all the extra shit when we can really have some really good quality one-on-one time, chilling, vibing, doing inexpensive-ass shit. Really, that's what I got from it. Really inexpensive. I would rather be picking your nose and popping your pimples and shit like that at home with the kids in a room doing their thing, and we laid up in our big-ass bed watching our big-ass TV. That's the type of shit I like.
No, for real. And I love that song. You know, it takes me back to the summertime when high school ended and I was dating Marvin, but like you said, it's that, just that quality time. We was just riding. He was smoking. I didn't smoke back then, but he started singing this song to me, and whether a motherfucker can sing or not, when a motherfucker sing to you, like, they really cut for you. And like you said, you and Nay, y'all sing together, and that's some real life shit. And you know, I don't get too much into what love looks like because, you know, no matter what, everyone deserves to be loved and have that special one. And also that reassurance, like, he had a master plan. He wasn't worried about her past. He wasn't worried about what she brings to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't having those type of problems. And it's just a good feeling, you know, good to be in love or to have love. In a song like that, it reminds me of why we started Frequency Sunday. So I like that shit. And our last song for the night is Avant and Kiki Wyatt, Queen Rich. So I want to see, like, you know, how you feel about this song. Like, do you feel that it still has the same value it did when it first came out?
If it's the song I'm thinking of, I damn sure yes. Because, baby, I'm going to mute this song. I'm going to mute and sing both parts. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm hoping this is the song. The song, and I love them as a duo. You know, that bitch, she say some stupid shit when it comes to people of color, but she can sing her ass off and make some babies. And again, this is the last song tonight, and when we come back, Queen Rich can close us out with final words and comments. But again, this is Avant and Kiki White, You and I.
Ooh. Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I wanna be where you are. And you're like a rose that blooms in my garden, innocent and sweet, my love, you are. But one thing I know, girl, loving, 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 loving you.
That was the song, and yes, like I said, that is on the everyday playlist whenever, wherever, whenever. We are singing together to each other, all that. Beautiful song. Love it. It's one of, you know, top, one of my top favorites of all time. Avant, his fucking voice, period, on any of his songs, I love. Again, so did you want to say anything else before we close out the night? That was the last song for us.
So I would just like to say, you know, I do love all you beautiful people, and I thank you for listening. Nate dropped some comments in the comments section, and we love you too. And I just want everyone to have a great and productive week and come back and fuck with us Tuesday. I do know International Women's Day is Wednesday, but since we don't fucking podcast that day, have y'all ass here Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I know it's been a while since we had just a spiritual soul searching session, but still need to be doing the work. The shit doesn't stop. Get out in nature, monitor your intake, and not just what you consume. Yeah, I love you all.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Happy fucking New Year, because this time to blossom, bitches. Nah, but for real. Meet us back here Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We out. We love y'all. We thank y'all.
I ain't never ran from a nigga. No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the whole talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'm a stand-up nigga. Got my bands up, nigga. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a bitch, dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let the fuckery get to me. Why not? Niggas ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a bitch for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gon' be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been, I think this shit sweet. Splat. If the bitch bad, put a stack in her rack. Go. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in the hat. Whoa. Booty poke out of her stomach on snatch. Way too pretty to be fucked from the back. Count on some money, then smoke me a plant. Then she got me higher than Jamar.